She's alive! Alive!
So the war with TikTok continues.
It's bizarre. I don't understand it.
They shouldn't be everything. Fucking afraid of the US government. They should be afraid of the horrorverse. Fuck me. And you know what? It's only gotten worse since I put up the video saying fuck TikTok. Remember I put that up a couple of weeks ago? That was the name of this show.
I could kind of see something like this happening when you put that video up. So
ever since, for the last nearly 2 weeks now, they've been flagging absolutely everything we put up as misinformation and then taking it back down. But I've won every single appeal against it. Mm-hmm. So every time I appeal it, it means that the video stays down for about 6 to 12 hours. So
it doesn't get pushed.
And then when it comes in, it gets no numbers. Mm. And I've opened multiple tickets for them, and they just haven't been answered. I checked. There's an open ticket there now. And I can keep checking on it, but they don't seem to be doing it. It's been open for weeks. But do you know what was funny, right? Because we were talking last week or the week before.
Yeah.
It was last week, because last week was the week where we had to put the weekend update up on social medias because we were having problems getting it up on the...
On Acast.
Yeah. So, nice one for naming names, Amy.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
It wasn't their fault. Turns out it was our fault. It was our shitty internet. It was our fault. Anyway, I said that I thought originally when I had put them up there, I had hashtag Bohemian Grove.
Yeah.
And I thought that was the problem.
No.
The only video that did not... Out of the four parts of last week's weekend update social media videos, the only one not to get flagged as misinformation was when we talked about Late Night with the Devil and the Bohemian Grove.
But I don't understand how the rest were misinformation. They were personal experience. They got the bitchiest
responses possible back from me. Uh-huh. It was like one was just us talking about
Poor Things
and Immaculate. And my response to him when they flagged it as misinformation, I was like, I can assure you that I most certainly did sit down and watch these two movies. And this is 100% my experience and my opinion on it. This is in no way misinformation. And I'd send it off. And I've done that every time they fucking sent it to me. Now, the last few ones have been more me complaining and saying, I have a fucking open ticket for fucking weeks now. Sort the problem. But...
I wonder, have they just flagged the account now because of the fuck TikTok video?
But see, you made a good point last night. This is us going into our conspiracy minds. Amy was like, we put up the Chucky pictures, they did really nice. And then we put up this one really basic picture of you just sitting there.
In a
Texas Chainsaw Massacre t-shirt. It's a very nice picture. It is very...
Thank you.
It's a beautiful picture. It's eye-catching. But it did really great numbers. And you pointed out to me that TikTok is supposed to be a positive and happy place.
Mm-hmm.
And was it a case of, because that was a positive and very bright and nice photo,
that got pushed harder
in the algorithms than some of our more horror fucking picture? Yeah. Because we're a horror brand.
In terms as well, even if you look at monetization terms, part of it is that you have to that contributes to the whole ethos that TikTok wants to make it a happy, friendly environment,
I get that to a degree, but considering it's Chinese, it makes me a bit nervous. Because I just see kind of propaganda.
Happiness is different to everybody. So happiness is different to everybody.
Well, that's it. Horror makes us happy. So what's the problem? But and I've noticed this is a trend, and I think it is a good trend because I've never been on Twitter. I have an account on Twitter. I've never used it.
Twitter is fucking toxic.
If something happened in the wrestling world, it usually kind of the news would break on Twitter. I'd use it to just check and say. When I saw a report, I would then go to Twitter to see what this person had said.
Mm.
But that was rare, few and far between. And when we started this, we had a Twitter account for this. But I don't think we've ever looked at it.
Not since it's changed to X.
Yeah, it's just no point. We went with Threads instead. But Threads was the place I saw. When I put up the video about OJ Simpson dying, and I was like, fuck OJ. Mm-hmm. I got to stop saying fuck people because it's getting me in trouble everywhere. Threads sent me a message. They were like, we want to keep this a positive and happy place. Would you possibly consider taking this post down? I said no. They said, okay. That was it. There was no more about it.
Yeah. See?
No, to be honest with you, our Instagram score is absolutely tops. I've checked that and it's like we've had no issue with any of
your
posts. We're
in good standing with Instagram.
With Instagram won't Threads. Threads, Facebook, Instagram, all meta.
That is true.
TikTok is anyone standing alone. And Let's face it, in a year's time, they mightn't even be around.
TikTok doesn't like us, but...
Well, I mean, but it looks yeah. like... they're saying they're going to fight the US in a legal battle now.
Okay.
They're going to go against this federal thing.
This could go out for years, like...
Well, yeah. Well, because they're saying they're not going to sell. Because okay. the US have basically said they have 9 months now to sell the company.
Mm.
Or else they will be banned from America.
Yeah.
So you won't be able to... They won't vanish off the phone, but you won't be able to download it in America anymore.
Yeah.
And the problem is that over time, unless you're sideloading it constantly and constantly updating it manually yourself and have the knowledge to do that, which a lot of people don't, and not like that they can't learn to do it. It's just something that you don't really think of until it's shown to you.
Mm.
Or if you know, like, you know. Yeah. So eventually people will have a really outdated version of TikTok that won't work anymore
yeah.
in America. So they'll abandon it, which means a big portion of
the users, yeah.
the users, the advertising, mm-hmm. everything also drops off.
Yeah.
Forcing, decreasing the value of TikTok, making it,
So they're basically like, sell now or else it's going to dramatically, like, yeah.
You got 9 months to sell or we will murder your app.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much it. We kill the value of it.
But could they not just put that money that they get from selling it into making another Chinese TikTok, and then they're going to have to fight?
But the thing about it is whatever they signed into law wouldn't just be against
blanket
TikTok.
Ban.
It would be some sort of form of. I would assume it would have to have be broader terms. Then I mean, I can't imagine the Constitution of America has a line in it that says hey, no TikTok.
Why? This had been written into the Constitution.
It was signed into law. It was ratified.
I just this week, the Biden.
But I would say essentially it would be probably whatever it was that they were doing, because it's something to do with user data being used by the Chinese government, which is the issue, I believe.
Okay.
And I'd say that obviously the wording would have to be somewhere around the lines of, you know, anything where they can't maybe prove where the data is being used or why it's being used, or maybe they can't. There's a ban on them using the data. I don't know. I don't know enough about their politics and stuff. I just know that in 9 months' time, they're claiming that they will block TikTok. Now, like you said, if TikTok take a legal case against them, then it's just going to be, you know, it could hang for years before they actually get banned.
Okay.
And at that stage, it won't be cool anymore, so no one will give a shit.
Apparently, is it banned in Montana? I'm just seeing here TikTok will likely reply to the same First Amendment arguments it's used to temporarily halt a statewide ban in Montana. So obviously, Montana's trying to.
Well, see, yeah, but
there.
This is the difference is.
This is federal. Though,
each state can make up their own laws.
Oh, I know
laws,
that. Yeah,
but the federal law is a full country blanket law. Like, that's why cannabis has been legalized in states but could still be raided by the FBI. Because it's not federally legal, but it is legal. So America hasn't legalized cannabis yet. Because federally they haven't. But each state has said it's made their own decision as to whether it's okay. It's the same with abortion laws over there. That's their problem, is that places can pick and choose what they want to do in each state. Do you know?
Okay.
So if you have a strong Republican state, they're going to go one way. If you have a strong Democrat state, it's going to go the other way. This is a horror show, and America is enough of a horror show for us to fill the whole fucking time with it.
They did the same with Grindr. Apparently, a Chinese buyer bought Grindr, and the CFIUS ordered it to offload the app for data privacy concerns.
So, but that's it. It's because China is the type of country it is, and they don't get on with America, and it's seen as a security risk, I would assume.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's kind of what I'm taking from that.
So, yeah. So, this week, though, we're going to have to try and convince TikTok that I watched Evil Dead this week again.
I have video evidence. We put it up along with the snippet.
No, it's when I saw this about two new Evil Dead movies coming.
Mm-hmm. I saw that yesterday.
And then we were like trying to think of something to watch last, and I was like, let's watch Evil Dead. And, do you know what? The difference between Evil Dead 1 and 2 is so fucking similar to the difference between Texas Chainsaw 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Do you know what? There's like in between. See, the first one is so 70s.
Mm-hmm.
It is proper serious. And I don't think they intended the first Evil Dead to be funny in the way that it was.
I could see how it was terrifying at the time, though.
It was a creepier, it was a scarier movie. Yeah. It was louder. Mm-hmm. It was a lot more shrieking in your face, fucked up noises. But I don't think they intended it to be funny, and I laughed at it in the same way I laughed at Linda Blair flopping on the bed, going up and down, up and down, up and down.
Yeah.
you know I want to say it so fucking bad. Like a little dog.
Just say it. You sound like you're not going to answer the
I'm fine. I'm fine. It goes up and down. But the second one, Bruce Campbell had cheesed it up massively.
Oh, massively. Yeah.
I couldn't remember. We hadn't watched it that long. I've been like maybe 2 years ago. Yeah. And I could not remember for the life of me what was going on at the start of the second one. I was like, I know that this is a sequel that changes stuff that happens in the first one, but at the same time keeps it canon. And I couldn't work it out. It wasn't until he kind of showed the bottle cap kind of necklace thing, the flattened bottle cap necklace thing that she had, that I started to click. I was like, oh, this for a few minutes is just showing. It's almost like a
flattened bottle cap. I thought that was a magnifying glass.
I couldn't tell. It just
that she had in the first movie.
Was it a magnifying glass?
I thought it was.
I remember thinking that's cheap. That on a bottle cap, definitely.
But they were college kids, Josh.
Oh, but it's awesome, though. And that's why I say choose. We were starting watching. And I was like, the great thing about horror is that you look at it and you realize anyone can do this.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know, it doesn't have to be a splatter flick.
Not in a bad way. Absolutely not in a bad way.
No, what I mean is, scaring people is easy to do. On a budget.
Yeah.
Your monster doesn't have to be completely deformed. It can wear a mask. Right. Masks are cheap. We can, you know, look at the Scream mask.
Jazz up the mask.
Look at fucking Michael Myers mask. Look at the hockey mask that fucking Jason wears. Do you know, it's not difficult in that sense. And you can scare without, like we said before, like Texas Chainsaw Massacre, what you don't see scares the shit out of you.
Oh, I told you that. The first time I saw Texas Chainsaw Massacre, I didn't see Texas Chainsaw Massacre because what the sound that I heard on TV had me cover my eyes, like, because I was convinced it was way worse. And then I watched it through and I was like, okay, right.
Well. And it was only our last watch through where I really clicked that you never actually see that hook going into her. Do you want me to be hung up? No, maybe I was getting flashbacks of the remake, but it just...
Could be.
Your man from Grounded for Life gets it in there, Dean.
Oh,
the boyfriend, he's the one that's hung by the hook in that one, as far as I remember. And then his girlfriend gets it after. There's like when we watched that time, when we were doing the Sawyers, and we watched all the Texas Chainsaw Massacres, they wedged that fucking hook scene in.
They got it in with the radio DJ as well. It was literally just lying beside her leg when she was like,
they loved
didn't put anybody in.
Everybody had.
There
has to be hooked at some fucking point.
Was that two? No, that was three.
Tree was where they hooked them by the feet upside down.
No, I'm not. Which one was the one with the
DJ?
With
the was second.
The second one, yeah. That's where they got the hook in the second one.
That was because they had a whole fucking meat locker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, so we got two new Evil Dead movies. What did you think of Evil Dead Rises?
The new one?
Yeah.
I've seen people kind of give out about it, but I like that.
I like it. But I don't know what people are giving out about.
Like...
Because, do you know what I've gotten a bit confused by? Is why they've taken not in a bad way. I like the Evil Dead Rises. I like the Evil Dead remake. I like everything Evil Dead we've seen. But why are they trying so hard to take the fun out of it? The new one felt more like the first one, but with better acting.
Yeah. No,
The noise and the sounds and all that. But I think Evil Dead got over with the second
one. Was it funny at the time, though? Like, at the time that it came out,
the first one, I don't intended it to be anyway funny. It seemed very serious.
Well, then that's why they've taken the funny out of it. It was supposed to be serious to begin with. I know that people find it funny now, as in, like, we get a laugh out of it, but we find it a good movie. But, like, if it was supposed to be serious at the start, is that why they're making it serious now? Like,
because, I mean, when they did the TV show, they went right back to funny. I mean, remember Puppet fucking Ash and everything, you know? It was...
And then if you're bringing in Ash, you're going to have you have the whole army of darkness to come off of this. Do you know what I mean? Like,
but that was obviously, but once you watch the second one, you know obviously leads right into the army of darkness.
Well, that's why army of darkness works, is because they kind of goofed.
He wanted to do that first. Like,
he
wanted it to be the sequel.
Okay.
And the new director, apparently Stephen King, pushed hard for Evil Dead 2 to be made.
Yeah, he loved it. Yeah.
So Stephen King had a big part to play in it. And that Sam Raimi wanted to go straight for the time travel. And the guy who was financing it said, no, we're the producer, we want more of the first one. So they did the second one, kind of a continuation on of the night from the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And pretending like three other people didn't exist in the first one. And going forward then, so that they could build up the storyline to him going into the past. Because obviously then he meets Joanne and she shows him the pictures and the Tim from the final scene. So I might watch Army of Darkness later.
I am well off. I absolutely adore that movie.
So we got two more coming. I don't know. We'll have to check here. I haven't actually read this properly yet. I didn't get a chance. I'm very unprepared.
Sometimes I don't click into these things when I see them, because I know that we're going to be, if you've seen them, we're doing them on the weekend update. So I'd rather have fresh ears sometimes so that we're...
Yeah, but I think I need to read them more so that I'm prepared.
Now I'm going to have to read them because you just told me you're not prepared.
They look like one is going to be a sequel to Rises and the next one is just a standalone story.
Okay.
So the first one, hang on, I'm trying to get it up here in front of me, by Sebastian Vinick. I don't know, Vinicek? I can't remember. Once they start throwing in their little fathers, their foreign fathers. I know how to deal with Irish fathers, foreign fathers.
Foreign father, that's so Irish. That shit.
He directed Infested, now streaming on Shudder. And he'll be doing the next installment of the Evil Dead franchise, where is Francis Galuppi. The last stop in Yuma County is one of his. Okay. He's going to write and direct another brand new Evil Dead movie, but it's going to be a standalone movie.
Okay.
And he apparently bought this project to Raimi and his team, and they were impressed by it, and they said they'd go for it.
Yeah.
So we're going to get two. There isn't a whole pile else out about it at the moment. It was kind of announced this week. So I suppose just kind of wait and see.
He's been given some artistic freedom, it says here.
Do you know the only thing I did miss in the last one was the... I know it would have been done, but the cabin aesthetic. You know, I kept expecting them to go.
When you think Evil Dead, you automatically think the cabin.
Yeah, I kept expecting them to go to a cabin.
It was different because it was the apartment block.
And it was crazy. I loved it, though. I liked it. I enjoyed it.
I was nice seeing, what's her name? You're on Vikings. It was nice seeing her in something outside Vikings.
She was good.
Alyssa Sutherland, I think, is her name.
That's it, yep.
Got it.
She's an Australian.
She was a model for us.
Was she? Did they just handpick all their fucking actors on Vikings from models? Because it wasn't Ragnar a male model.
The story about Ragnar is that he was the one. Do you ever hear the story of the Calvin Klein underwear model that caused car crashes in America? Apparently, that was him.
Telling me about it last time we watched it.
But I would think to fit the whole Viking aesthetic, I mean, that whole Nordic look is very kind of supermodel look anyway.
I don't know how they looked at him clean cut and thought, he'll do fine as a Viking, you know.
I've seen pictures of him since and he's kept the beard. So maybe he had the beard for a while beforehand and they were like, I don't know. But, the baby face is very, not Viking, yeah.
Do you know what I do hope when it comes to the likes of Evil Dead, though, is that they stay going with the practical effects. I don't want it too CGI because we were watching. Even our 10-year-old son has agreed with me that the practical effects look way scarier than the CGI stuff. And watching last night, they used a lot of fucking claymation in that first movie.
Oh, at the when they're dying, yeah.
And in the second one, there was a lot of stop motion in the second one. Obviously, Army of Darkness.
Quite creepy looking anyway.
I've only seen Army of Darkness once with you, and I can still remember the shitty skeletons at the start of the movie. So.
That's what makes it. That's amazing.
Well, yeah, I love that cheesy shit.
To be honest, it's mad. I've seen The Evil Dead so many times. I've seen Army of Darkness so many times, and it was only my second time last night seeing the second Evil Dead.
I think when you showed them to me originally, that because the first and second one were so similar, that I didn't pay much. You rather didn't show me one of them and showed me the other one, or I only half watched it, half paid attention because it was too
familiar,
similar.
Sounds familiar, we only might do a half paid attention.
But when you got to the third one, it must have been because I obviously didn't pick up on the hints that were going through the second one, because when you got to the third one, I was like, this is the same fucking movie. The fuck is this? This looks more like Bill and fucking Ted. What are we watching?
See, that was my thing. I watched The Army of Darkness first, and then I was shown The Evil Dead as a prequel.
What the fuck is this? They're two completely different movies.
Yeah. Because you see, so he's even so different in the first one that it's very.
I mean, the transformation between Bruce Campbell from the first one to the second one is mental. Yeah. You could tell he was a much more seasoned actor by the time he got around to doing the second one. Everything was hammed up to the max.
Do you know what?
Still reminded me of Jason Segel, though, the whole way through.
But some of his expressions are very Jason
like,
Segel.
Oh, early. When Jason Segel was in Freaks and Geeks, he could have played Ash in the first one again, right, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah. Outside that, you know what else we got to watch is The Blair Witch Project. Because, again, this is one of those ones that slipped me by. It didn't slip me by in a bad way. I just didn't care to watch it because I had kind of been told what was happening in it. And then we were kids when this came out, like in 96, is it? And
no way, it was
1999. So I was like,
I'm 12. Not going to say my age, but I was a kid. So that's why I didn't see it first off. And then by the time I got old enough to watch it, everybody was like, oh, it's shit. So
but didn't know that, that's what I was about to say. Yeah. By the time it got to the point where we would have been of age to watch it, it had been parodied. So fucking I had seen the snot bubble fucking scene so many fucking times. I'd seen Scary Movie, so I didn't, at that point it was like, I'm not going to be able to take this movie seriously. So I just never bothered with it.
That was it, yeah.
And I have never looked back until now, and it's like, okay, maybe I get it. I mean, I keep seeing every fucking list we see, every...
I think it'd be fun to bring the tent into the sitting room and watch it.
It always lands in there as one of the best fucking movies, especially for found footage. So, I mean... I'm going to give it a watch soon, really soon. Maybe later as well tonight, but we'll see.
Two tonight?
No, yeah, maybe. It's Saturday, let's go wild. But the reason it's in the news at the moment is there's supposed to be a kind of, I don't know, is it a requel? Is it a follow-up or a new one coming? And the original filmmakers, everyone has higher fucking names. Daniel Myrick. And Eduardo Sanchez, along with Hexagon, partners Greg Hale, Robin Cowie, and Michael Monello, and stars Heather Donahue, Michael C. Williams, and Joshua Leonard. Anyway, all these people are giving up because they're saying that after the first one was successful and made on a micro budget.
Excuse me.
That, oh my God, again, it's this episode, it's this show every week. I'm going to go back and listen to them and see, is it at the same time every week?
I have to edit the mouth, though, because obviously they're...
No, no, it's a running fucking thing. No, they're in every episode.
I'm sorry.
So 24 minutes. I got to... Well, no, it's going to be less than a cut off the top. So about 20 minutes in every week, I got to check and see, has Amy sneezed? Because she has sneezed. And I've always reckoned it was been about 20 minutes in my head.
Do you think it's the microphone? Do you think they're coated in something?
But you shoot. We record another 3 or 4, 5, 6 shows a week and you don't sneeze. Every weekend update.
I don't know.
One sneeze.
I don't know. Sorry.
Anyway, fucking... they're giving out because basically what they're saying is... I think Lionsgate is the one that released it because they're saying that they... pun intended when they say this. But at this point, it's 25 years of disrespect from the folks who pocketed the lion's share, pun intended, of the profits from our work, and that feels both icky and classless.
What's the pun? The Lions
Show. Lionsgate, or the production company.
Oh, I getcha.
And apparently they made it on a micro budget, and then Lionsgate promoted it and released it and got a shitload of money for it and didn't really pay them a whole lot.
Okay.
So they're looking for back pay, essentially, and royalties, and to be given some sort of say in... movies going forward, or at least the potential, say maybe like first fucking kind of read-through or something, I'm not too sure.
Okay.
But essentially it is kind of like back payment, royalties, say on merchandise. So they're saying, like, with the anniversary coming up and with new ones coming out, that obviously, like, all the old characters, there'll be action figures of them again and stuff like that, and that the actors should be paid for their likeness and all this shit. They're also asked that one of their other demands was that there will be I think it's $50,000 fund put aside, grant, the Blair Witch grant, will be put aside yearly by Lionsgate to give to an aspiring genre filmmaker to assist in the first feature film. But it was specified that it will be a grant and not a development fund, meaning that the movie would not belong to Lionsgate afterwards. It would belong to the filmmakers.
Oh,
and they could do what they want with it.
Okay. Cool.
So, yeah. So, that's their demands. And they're hoping that... No, I don't know. I mean, I think they're hoping on public kind of opinion to help sway this.
Yeah. Okay.
Which I think it seems fair. These people went out, they went and they made this movie that makes the list of greatest movies
Absolutely.
Ever. And the sequels that they have all not been involved in have been flops.
Basically, yeah.
And, you know, and all they're saying is you've made a shitload of money off us and you gave us nothing.
It's time to pay up.
Yeah. You know, maybe it's time to, you know, be fair with the with their share of the pie. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Because obviously then you run the risk of, in today's kind of culture, where if you can get enough people to rally behind you, that the new movies will get fucking boycotted and then Lionsgate lose all money there anyway. So it's like, fuck it, why lose money from two ends? Just pay these fuckers and let's get the thing going. So I don't know. Crazy. I don't know how Hollywood works. I mean, you see there, Harvey Weinstein getting off again.
I think that's bizarre. I think that's...
Not getting off. It's a retrial.
It's a retrial, but like...
And he still has 16 years. But my brother made a good point. Will they be able to draw off of the New York dismissal to get the LA charges questioned?
I think we talked about a serial killer that kind of had the same kind of issue on one of the longer episodes, on one of the Patreon episodes, that like because the one in one state was knocked, that there was issues, then I think they were able to call a retrial.
Yeah, it was this week. No, retrial. Sorry, I thought I was thinking of William Suff, where there was just one body that they weren't able to kind of...
As in, like, literally what's happening now, like, with Weinstein. But I would have to be the same, like, I would say it's literally the same as if a judge gets convicted of something, all his, like, they're looked at, like, do you know?
They should be, yeah. But, yeah, I don't know. We have to wait and see on that one. Like I said, real Hollywood is fucking horror enough.
Yeah.
We don't have a whole pile more to get into today. There's one or two more things we can talk about. Let's see where we're at. Obviously Chucky, second last episode.
I enjoyed that.
And we got the last episode coming up. First one with a full episode of just Charles Lee Ray as himself, Brad Dourif. It was cool to see Brad Dourif in the flesh as Chucky.
Yeah.
To even hear himself refer to himself as Chucky was strange, because Chucky to me is the doll, Charles is the grown man kind of version of it.
And we've only ever seen him once as like, yeah.
Well, no, you see him in The Curse of Chucky.
Flashbacks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then his daughter plays him in the flashbacks.
Yeah, his daughter was different.
But, to see him, like, doing the laugh and the menacing, you know, because obviously in the first one, all we see is he's running the fuck away.
He was creepy coming up to the sun with all that drool coming out of his mouth laughing. That was creepy. Imagine being a child seeing that, like, that's right at your face. That's fucking fucked up.
But and,
like,
then again, you are a child that...
drooling on part, like,
but again... You are also the same child that's been hanging out with this man in the soul of a fucking walking, talking killer doll for the last couple of months. So, is it really that weird to you?
Well, you looks nicer in the doll.
Not by the end, he didn't.
Well, you know.
Not by the time he was telling him to get the gun out of the safe for him, and he was like, yeah, no problem. That, what was he called? Oh, he thought it was his brother, didn't he?
That was really sad.
It's a really, this is the thing.
Heavy.
It isn't. They're hitting all these heavy subjects. And it's still Chucky, though. You know, they've done a really good job at the TV
show. They have.
I'll tell you this much now. When we first saw the first season, I thought to myself...
One season gone?
We're going to be back to movies soon. And to be fair, Cult of Chucky wasn't exactly a high-budget movie. The thing that left that movie down was the effects were not great in it. So people kind of shatting it. And then we got into this TV show, and the TV show was... much better than we thought it was going to be, but it's gotten better each season.
Oh, it has. Definitely.
Like, the second season was extremely fun, extremely good, and then we get to the third season, and the third season's been fucking brilliant.
I think it's been able to grow with the actors, isn't it? Like, they were quite young.
I still think it's a very limited fucking, like, I mean, if they get another season out of it, great. But what are you, age? No, wait.
It's just find the sister. I mean, like,
But it is just the thing of, it's kind of the problem with slasher stuff. There's a reason why Scream does three and then fucks off for a while.
Yeah.
You know, you can't. There's a reason why Michael Myers turns up every 10 years for fucking two or three movies and then goes missing again. Yeah. It gets repetitive. Yeah. There's a reason why when we started off and had planned to cover all fucking six Scream movies, we ended up going, by the time we got the third one, we need to stop and spread these out because I'm just repeating myself for six episodes. Yeah. You know? Yeah. It's like there's no point. So I think it's going to be the same with this. I mean, how many times can Jake chase Chucky before we need a bit of a reboot? And they're already talking movies as well. And there is a lot of talk of Chucky in space. And I didn't think I'd be okay with it. But I saw a mock-up poster during the week. And I think I'm okay with
it. Yeah?
Well, it works. Oh, whatever about Jason in space, right? That was stupid. But Chucky is a doll. The doll could be there. It could, you know.
It could have found its way.
It's possible.
Would NASA sign off on a Chucky doll?
I don't know. Well, yeah. Emotional support doll.
I think they'd be better. I think
I get emotional and it kills things for me. That one. They're bothering me. Kill them.
Ooh, that's messy in space.
Could you not vacuum it up? Would it not just be like splashing around there? Wouldn't be
with the human parts vacuum.
Hmm? You don't have to go around wiping things down. Like, you know, you can just like suck it
get up. A straw.
Fucking. Yeah, Elizabeth Battery stuff. Drink it all up. So yeah, we got the last episode next week and he is going into the spirit world. And his job is to try and convince good Chucky to sacrifice himself for the rest of them. And now this is the same good Chucky that threw his godmother out a window.
That's him.
Chucky's godmother.
Yep.
Well, what was her name again? I can't remember.
Was it another word? Not Lula.
I can't remember. But she was the funny kind of quirky
really nice.
Girl.
She was quirky. Yeah, I liked her.
He fucked her out the window. Yeah, and apparently, that's good, Chucky.
This was it going... by mistake, though? Or was it an actual...
I think it was intentional. No. It was... I don't know. It was a very... That was confusing.
Yeah.
Because it caught me off guard. You don't really expect it, like... Don't they?
Like when Chucky. They smashed through your man. That caught me off guard as well. The other guy that had the hole in his stomach.
Or was that one... when Buff Chucky was around.
That got me.
Yeah, so next week we have all that to look forward to and to see what happens. Does Tiffany end up there with him? Do they get reunited
world.
In the spirit world?
Maybe, because she's without her dolls.
What was she so worried about?
How'd
Chucky's like the whole point of the story with Chucky is that he's in trouble with Dembala, so he can't come back again.
Okay.
This is his last chance. He's stuck in the afterlife after this. She has no such problem. She didn't have the Catholic curse hit her. So she is still fully 100% a voodoo practicer all her life.
Okay.
She was even practicing up until her final minutes.
Yeah.
Which means that if somebody decides to bring her back, like her daughter, or daughter.
Yeah. There's two.
Do they each identify as one each? Yes. No, I can't remember.
Don't know.
Yeah, well, that's the way it was always played out.
Okay.
Gigi. That's who it is.
Yeah.
Oh, because they're after merging into one. I can't remember. I gotta rewatch
know.
This fucking
thing. I really
TV show.
Don't know.
Things got crazy then the last season. Well, she can be brought back, is my point. She hasn't pissed off the voodoo god.
No, exactly.
Somebody can put her back into the doll body if they'd wish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what I mean. Chucky's only the one in real trouble here. But we'll have to wait till the next Wednesday. Obviously fucking not, because they want to make more money.
Yeah.
So Charles Lee Ray will find a way to come back. Like Chucky says, he always comes back.
In Tiffany's body.
Dying's just
that would bitch. Be fun.
What? Fucking Freaky Friday. And that's when we know Chucky needs to be cast.
Yep.
Last thing. We're going to some true crime.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're covering... Because again, we did Real Monsters, we've rebooted Real Monsters, we've reformatted it. Last week was a lot more fun than any other episode I've ever done. And we still have like episodes where we'll have to deep dive somebody. Like I'm thinking Bundy is probably coming up.
Well, that's your
but
one.
He'll take up half an episode, I think.
Okay.
And then the other half will be something else. And multi topics was more fun. It was fun to jump between. We were able to link them up.
Yeah, exactly.
We had better conversations and we weren't getting just regurgitating stuff we had heard from somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it gave those mini monsters just that little bit of an extra reason to listen to them because it was like kind of, you know, required reading for your Real Monsters.
Yes.
We didn't have to explain everything to you again and we could have a discussion about it and just chat and have a bit of fun with them.
Given our listeners a required reading.
Oh, yeah. We have homework now. In the horrorverse. But, yeah, you pointed out that there is a possible serial killer in Austin, Texas.
I didn't get to read too much into this, but they're finding bodies in this river and this lake. Yeah.
Lake Bird Lake. Lady Bird Lake, sorry.
Lady Bird Lake. That's
Lady
awesome.
Bird Lake. Yeah, the Lady Bird Lake killer, yeah. Fucking great. No, I think they call him the Rainy Street Killer or something like that.
Okay.
But again, it's not proven. There.
But how many bodies have they found in the river so far?
The Rainy Street Ripper is what they're calling them.
Okay.
Multiple bodies have shown up. Both young men dumping their bodies in Lady Bird River, a reservoir southeast of downtown Austin, ran rampant last April, drawing international media attention. Police recovered the bodies of Jason John, Clifton Axtell, Jonathan Honey, Christopher Hayes Clark, all between 20 and 40. So four were found between February and April of last year.
And do they say how they were killed or anything like that? Or
doesn't specify.
Okay.
But the Texas or the Austin police are saying, no serial killer. But we discussed this all. But we keep saying this. What the fuck is it that they need to... Why do they hold back so hard? I know they think it's hysteria. But the people will start freaking out because there's a serial killer in the area. But I would rather know there is one person out there killing multiple people rather than two or three or four or five or six crazy people fucking killing random people. But
from looking at the serial killers that we have covered on the show, if I was a police officer and I was saying no, my thinking would be, well, I'll say no because I don't want this serial killer to start playing games with us. Am I putting more people in danger?
But they should be getting on it quicker, though. Like,
you know? Oh, I understand.
But that's the problem is it's not a smoke and mirrors thing with the thing. We saw that with William Sutton. I mean, they made a point in the media of saying, well, he doesn't kill black girls, and then he kills a black girl. I think it should be no comment until we need to fucking give you information.
There is a serial killer, but no comment,
I mean, tell him what you need to tell him to keep him safe, but maybe kind of, I don't know. They need to get out of this thing of, there was a few connections, but we can't determine it's definitely the same person, and just kind of get on the thing of
whenever they say two that, or three bodies turn up
with any similarities, you should be investigating first the idea that maybe there's somebody doing multiple fucking hits, because you're giving them the freedom.
It's the fear of using resources that don't need to be used.
But see, the problem is...
I'm not defending it, but that's...
But see, they use those resources to look at all three of those crimes as separate crimes. And the first thing they're going to do is start going after family and friends and people known to the victim. Mm-hmm. When the serial killer generally acts with people he has absolutely no connection to.
He's
not known to the person, is a completely fucking anonymous person to them. And that means it gives them plenty more time to get away. If you start looking... I mean, you have to take everything on board. And take the both avenues. But obviously they'd say, well, we don't have the resources or the money to take both avenues. And you have to choose one and follow the clues. But if there's similarities, there's enough of a clue there to have a look. Like, you know, I mean, I don't know. They leave these things go way too far before they're finally like, yep, we have a serial killer.
I mean, like you're saying is that we don't know how they were killed. But I mean, like, surely...
That many bodies showing up in one place at one time will make you kind of have to make you suspect that you're at a dumping ground.
I'd start putting cameras in there, like overhead cameras in around the lake.
Yeah.
River, seeing what's going on.
How does anybody get away with anything anymore? There's so many cameras around the place anyway. How do you even know, like, when you're on one of these sites? Like,
where the bodies are. Especially over
America,
up.
They're mad about their fucking, their trail cams. You know, to see the nightlife and stuff like that. But you would think it's like, I don't know. They have a serial killer problem over there. Not as bad as anymore, but they need to kind of fucking cop the fuck on and just kind of say, right, we have an issue. But we're the same over here. We've covered fucking Larry Murphy and the Vanishing Triangle. Mm-hmm. And their cops over here seem to be fucking doing everything they can to try and not link him to all of them and be like, he might have done one.
Well, yeah, but even when you look
might
at that...
Might be nine other psychopaths running around this tiny little country at the same time. Watch out!
Is that the American girl? When you look about the news about the actual timestamp in her video in the last few weeks, it just makes it look so fucking incompetent. It's crazy.
I don't know. But again, I always wonder why they think telling everybody that there is multiple killers running around a small town is a better idea than saying, no, we just got one. Everybody only has to mind out for one person. Keep an eye out for that one weird fucker.
But
somebody starts talking strange to you, that might be him. Get the fuck out of there. But instead of saying, actually, there is a case of mass hysteria going on here because we have multiple people running around killing multiple people seemingly in the same way. To me, that's a cult. Cult killings.
Yeah.
So, I mean, well, why do they think not linking this shit together quicker isn't the answer? Like, you know, calming the hysteria. Or do they think that you just start zoning in on one person in the community and start getting shit for it?
Because it's a big conspiracy theory and it's actually
God, this stuff is melting our brain. We're getting dumber every time we read this stuff.
Oy.
So come to us to be uneducated. Every week.
Education.
And a weekend update. See you next week.
If you like that, then listen to our main show every Wednesday on all good podcast providers. It's Alive Alive, the really, really fake true crime horror podcast. All the guts and gore, none of the guilt. See you on Wednesdays.